Welcome into The Looking Glass, the podcast for speculative poets and poetry lovers alike. Join me, Jasmine Arch, on a journey into a world where nothing is what you expect it to be. Together with speculative poets from across the world and from all levels of experience, we'll be exploring the magic behind this fascinating genre and hopefully have a few laughs along the way. Welcome, travelers, into season two of Into the Looking Glass. And season two comes with a pretty big surprise, which is to say that you'll not only get to enjoy my dulcet tones as a host, but also Brittany Hawes, who you might remember from episode 9, the last episode of season one. Welcome, Brittany.
Hi. Yes, I'm excited to be joining you this season. I really enjoyed listening to season one, and I'm going to enjoy taking a more active role this season.
Yeah, I know I always have a lot of fun like sitting down and doing these talks and exploring people's poetry that I might not always delve into as deeply if not for the fact that I was about to interview them. So I hope that that's sort of the same for you. But yeah, so Brittany, can you tell us a bit more about what prompted your decision to offer join me on the podcast on Team Into the Looking Glass?
Well, I mean, you know, you're aware already that I was pretty consistently enjoying listening to each new episode of Into the Looking Glass as it came out, and I had questions to ask the people you brought on as interviewees. Each time, you know, you aired a new episode, it was very interesting to me. Such a range of different voices, different poets within the field of speculative poetry. And when things got a little more difficult schedule-wise for the podcast, and it became clear that it was going to need a little bit of more support in a active, you know, participatory kind of way in order to keep moving forward, that's when I reached out to you and said, you know, I would be interested if you'd be interested, and you were, and here we are.
Yeah. Well, I have to say thank you, because first of all, when I decided to start this podcast, we were still very much in sort of pandemic territory and life was starting up, but there were still not a lot of obligations, like taking up time and attention and bandwidth, except from work, which was always going to be a thing with me because I work in a hospital, so I didn't really get any time off work. But as sort of like things started moving again and like people were expecting me to be social and attend events again, and it quickly became quite clear that even one episode a month was not something I might be able to sustain for a very long time. Or definitely not indefinitely.
Well, I know you've had unusual circumstances at home, things that beyond, you know, the change from pandemic kind of social situation to even though, I mean, the pandemic is continuing, but now we're sort of in a post-pandemic kind of situation socially in a lot of ways. In Belgium and in the United States, where the two of us are right now. But beyond that, I know you've also had a lot of unforeseen circumstances at home, so it's not surprising that things got slowed down.
Yeah, there was man on deployment, which is a regular feature in my life, but it was sort of the first time I had to deal with that while being in a body with a smaller spoon supply than I'm used to, which sort of made things a bit more difficult. But yeah, I mean, it's so weird the way it's already starting to fade, though, isn't it? The memories of lockdown, for me anyway. Like, I very much enjoyed the peace and quiet and the fact that I wasn't expected to like go to parties and be very sociable, because the older I get, honestly, the more introverted I'm getting. But like right now, it's all like, I mean, everyone around me is so ready to forget that COVID was ever a thing. And I'm not sort of, I'm not ready to let, to like put it behind me, if that makes sense. Like, this is the second day of relaxed mask mandates at work in the hospital. And it's so weird. I feel so naked without my mask on. It's mm-hmm. very strange to like watch everyone think, yay, let's get back to normal. And I'm just sitting there and staring at them and thinking, did you not live through these last years where people were afraid to cough? Like, so weird. Anyway, so I'm super glad to have you on the team, both so we can sort of like spread the workload a bit over like two pairs of shoulders, but also like to give me an accountability partner, because I definitely need that for any project I work on, because otherwise I tend to procrastinate to a point where it just gets ridiculous.
Well, you know, I'm just glad this podcast exists. And so, I mean, in the sense that I'm always looking forward to the next episode, I will be asking, ooh, what should we do next? What can we do next? in that kind of anticipatory way. But I'm not going to try to scold you at any point.
Well, no. But just knowing that there's someone on the other end counting on me to do my bit sort of helps keep me on track, because while deadlines can make me feel anxious and stressed, and I will always do like my best to be well ahead of them, and a complete lack of deadlines is also not a good thing to have for me. So sort of, yeah, an accountability partner and someone to know that there's someone counting on me really does help keep me on track. So one thing we did discuss before launching into season two was the fact that we would be working with like seasons rather than like an endless progression of episodes, because like having an off season does sort of give you a bit of breathing room to then prepare another round of interviews and to like catch up on reading. So we didn't really set a number of episodes for this season yet. That'll probably have to be a surprise. But yeah, we're definitely going to take another break sometime in the foreseeable future.
Yeah, and I know we do have some people who have already expressed an interest, so we do have people already in mind and a couple things already recorded, but I think that leaving things a little bit up in the air, a little bit vague to begin with, is okay.
Yeah.
Just as long as people know the podcast is in fact still going, you know, it's still here, I think people will be happy just knowing that.
Yeah, absolutely. So one reason I really just started this podcast to have an excuse to pick people's brains. And I'm just hoping that that we can just bring whatever I pick and you pick from our interviewees' brains, that we can sort of share that with other poets who are also keen to learn. And I think it's worthwhile to keep that going. You do get some excellent poetry podcasts, but you have to look quite hard, and they're not usually focused that much on speculative poetry. So maybe it's a small niche.
No, that was what drew me to yours, and what made me really want to see it continue going was it was that focus on sci-fi, fantasy, horror poetry, which you don't really get in other podcasts that I've listened to, at any rate, even though there's a lot of really good, like you say, really good quality poetry podcasts out there that focus on either the craft of poetry or classics of poetry, the history of poetry. But this podcast is specifically about contemporary speculative poetry, what's going on now with people who are actively writing sci-fi, fantasy, horror poetry. And I think that this is fulfilling kind of a niche role within podcasts. So I am glad to keep it going.
Yeah, speculative poetry is so underappreciated. We can't shriek enough about it, honestly. So I'm glad to have you be on board with that.
Yeah, well, thanks for letting me come on, and thanks for being open to that.
No worries. I feel more like you're doing me a favor and I should be thanking you, so definitely. So do you want to give us a little bit of a hint about our first interview, because that will actually be one of yours?
Oh, yes. Okay, so yeah, we do have one already in the bag, recorded. And, well, how much of a hint? When you say hint, would you like me to just do a full reveal on who this is that I was speaking with?
Yeah, well, yeah, definitely. You can sort of already give a bit of a spoiler or
okay,
not spoiler, a trailer.
But
so we know what to expect.
Don't feel I'll be spoiling the entire episode by saying who this is. Colleen Anderson, who is now the president of the Science Fiction and Fantasy Poetry Association, has recorded with us, well, with me. So it was very interesting for me to take up the host's side of things for the first time with Colleen. And we talk about her own poetry that she has written and that she is in the process of writing now, her job as an editor, and her work on the more sort of bureaucratic side of things in the SFPA, Science Fiction and Fantasy Poetry Association, and other organizations that she's involved with that promote speculative poetry and horror poetry especially. So there's a lot of detail that Colleen goes into, talking about her experience as an editor, as a writer, as now president of the Science Fiction and Fantasy Poetry Association. And I hope people will tune in to give all of that a listen. We ran into some technical difficulties, but Colleen soldiered on through, and I'm glad that she stuck it out despite the troubles we ran into. And I think that we managed to make the episode listenable despite the computer and connectivity issues we were having. So I do hope that people will give it a listen now that we've got it in shape.
Oh, absolutely. You did really well in tricky circumstances. I've already had a sneak. Definitely very, very much worth listening to and very easy to listen to despite technical difficulties. I do kind of look forward to being able to just sit back and listen and just focus on what you guys were talking about instead of trying to see if there were any troubles understanding everything, because that was a bit distracting. So I look forward to just enjoying it all over again in a much more relaxed style. So with that, Looking Glass,
I got a little taste of what you've experienced several times over as the host of a podcast, doing this conversation with Colleen. Yeah, it was interesting.
I do sort of suspect that you went far less off track than I tend to do. I'm very good at rabbit hole dives into very strange tangents, which you managed to not do admirably. But I'm always going to fail at that.
People will just insist on a rigid, structured interview. You know, they can probably get the text back and forth kind of interviews you see in a magazine. Mm. But a podcast, I think it's okay to meander a little bit. I think people might expect that more from a podcast.
Yeah. Well, very true. And I think if they really minded that, they probably didn't last beyond two episodes anyway, because it's pretty clear early on that I always do like side quests and tangents, but it's part of the deal when you have an organic conversation.
I enjoy that kind of natural conversational feel.
Yeah, because a lot of times you end up in places you didn't expect and learning about things you also didn't expect. So they're sort of, yeah, sometimes it can make for a long episode, but it also turns up surprising things that no one saw coming or planned for ahead of time. And honestly, with a more rigid structure, you don't get those little nuggets of good stuff in there either. So they'll have to take it as it comes. And of course, we're both going to have our own style in these interviews. But that is totally fine, because I think we can only, if even with different ways of doing these conversations, maybe one has a bit more tangents than the other, but you know, we complement each other quite well in that way. And yeah, I think it's going to work out well. I think it's going to be a fun season to listen to as well as to record for us. Yes. So I'm already looking forward to what the future brings.
Me too. And if anybody gives the first episode a listen and decides that they're not really feeling my interview style, they shouldn't despair and they shouldn't give up on the podcast, because you'll be back in the very next episode. We're going to take turns. So if they prefer the Jasmine Arch style of interview, you know, they can tune in every other episode.
Absolutely. So with that, Looking Glass Travelers, we are going to let you get on with whatever you had planned for your day. I hope it's a good one. And Brittany, I will talk to you soon.
Oh yeah, we'll be in touch for sure.
Bye-bye.
Bye everyone.
Into the Looking Glass is produced by Jasmine Arch and Brittany Hawes. Our theme song is Wonderland by Alexander Nakarada. And we hope to hear more from you soon, Looking Glass Travelers. Bye-bye.